This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's news from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts today about poverty, how it's measured, and education. For years, the federal school meals program has been the main way that schools measure poverty, by percentage of students who qualify for those free and reduced price meals. That, in turn, determines how schools get a lot of their funding and how they're held accountable for teaching disadvantaged kids. But Massachusetts has a new way of measuring poverty, which makes its schools look a lot less poor. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Starting next school year, students in Massachusetts will be considered economically disadvantaged, not according to their school lunch status, but if their families participate in programs like food stamps, welfare, and Medicaid.
It's a lower number. In general, it's about two-thirds of the number of students that we had before.
Deputy Education Commissioner Jeff Wolfson says Massachusetts had to come up with a different way of measuring poverty. It's one of 49 states that now let high-poverty districts feed all students at no charge, so families no longer need to hand in applications, which included income data, something a lot of kids were squeamish about.
Particularly with middle or high school students, because the children are embarrassed about receiving the meals.
Zoe Neuberger is a policy analyst at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. She says federal poverty programs can better determine who's poor.
They have offices full of caseworkers whose job it is to assess family income and household composition. Schools are not set up to do that.
But those programs also tend to be more strict. Michael Griffith with the Education Commission of the States says other states are adopting similar measures. He worries the new standards could miss the working poor.
They are not poor by the definition of, you know, some of these programs, but they are clearly low income and they are struggling.
The Education Department's Jeff Wolfson says Massachusetts plans to create new funding formulas so that high-poverty schools aren't shortchanged. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.